Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution happening worldwide. Manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, freedom, liberation, wellness, and health. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this Valentine's special, I'm very honored and thrilled that we are joined by a very beautiful couple, a vegan couple in Italy, Michele La Stella and Margarita Restrepo. Thank you, Margarita. Thank you, Michele, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
I'd like to start out by telling our listeners a little bit about yourselves. Margarita is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the award-winning publication Naked Food Magazine. That's naked as a new, authentic, kind, and enlightened diet. The Naked Food Magazine. She is also the founder of the International Association of Reversive Medicine and the founder of WFPB.org, a global initiative that empowers human and planetary health through a plant-based lifestyle. She is also the co-founder of Anima Mundi Education, a homeschooling initiative that seeks to provide awakening options for parents and children from kindergarten to the 12th grade. Margarita is the author of The Evidence-Based Universal Guideline for Human and Planetary Health and the author of 4 whole food, plant-based culinary medicine cookbooks. Margarita is certified in cellular biology and cognitive fitness from Harvard University, virology from Columbia University, and plant-based nutrition from E. Cornell. She earned a BA degree in marketing and graphic arts from Florida Atlantic University. Margarita is an expert in health and lifestyle medicine, nutritional biochemistry, organic and vegan permaculture, and natural medicine. Michele La Stella. La Stella means the star in the Italian language. Michele is a media and intelligence analyst, a behavioral science historian, and an expert in semiotics and history. He is the founder of Sustainable Media, a multimedia company focusing on uncovering truth through investigative research and film. Michele is a Reiki master and the co-author of Naked Food Magazine's Master Plants cookbook. He is a film director, graduate from the National Academy of Dramatic Art in Italy, and a former professor at the New York Film Academy. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Michele and Margarita.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Marlene.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you. And I would like to start out with hearing about the both of you as a vegan couple.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, well, first of all, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And we're hoping that everyone is having a wonderful, conscious, and beautiful Valentine's celebration. Well, we are a happily married couple. We got married about 8 years ago. And you know, our lifestyle, veganism and health and consciousness has always been a part of who we are, not only as a couple, but as human beings. We seek for truth and enlightenment and consciousness in everything that we live in our everyday lives. And we love it. We find it the purpose of our lives, really. You know, we cook amazing foods. We actually divide our cooking. We love cooking at home because, you know, we control what goes in our food and we just enjoy it. We enjoy it very much. Usually Michele cooks lunch and I make dinner. And in the mornings, we sort of mix it. We love smoothies or you know, oats, and we're great. We really divide our time between the U.S. and Italy, so we've been able to gather a great understanding, really, of Italian cuisine, which is amazing. And Michele has become an amazing chef.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
Of Italian foods, which is great. So you want to share some of that?
Yes, yes. On my side, of course, when I met Margarita, it was incredible because of my research on truth and many topics. When it came to, you know, health and nutrition, I was so happy to discover that there was so much to know about that. And, you know, as Italian, I wanted to eat very well, very good, you know, with good flavor. So when I discovered it was possible to be vegan, plant-based, and be able to cook, I don't know, with the famous cacio e pepe, or, you know, the famous matriciana, like, you know, I learned to cook all of them with just replacing the ingredients, and was a big success, because when you see people from Rome who don't know that you are giving that kind of ingredients, and they are confused, like, wow, this was plant-based. So, you know, it was an incredible experience. So, you know, that's what we enjoy, and it's a discovery every day, a beautiful discovery on the health, nutrition, culinary world as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we, you know, food is definitely a big part of our lives, but, you know, we also have a higher meaning of our purpose here as human beings. And of course, you know, we try to be the best that we can be in every sense of the word. We consider ourselves spiritual, you know, very spiritual beings. We try to enjoy the smallest of you know, God's creations, whether it's a tiny seed, an animal, you know, anything. We are very conscious about our friends, the animals, our nature around us. And, you know, that's really who we are. We're thankful and grateful and actually blessed to share all of these things together. And I think that that's what really makes us a powerful couple, because we have all these values that create our life together.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you both. You are both full of wisdom and knowledge. Thank you. I would love to hear a little bit about Naked Food magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Naked Food was created about, almost 10 years ago. And it was created out of a difficult experience that happened to me. This is before I met Michele. My boyfriend at the time was diagnosed with brain cancer. And it literally changed who I was and who I became after that. And it actually led me to discover truly a different world in all sense of the word. I discovered, you know, a lot of the truths that we share in the content that we that we create through our media, about, you know, the medical system, you know, the healthcare system, the cancer industry, the food industry, the insurance industry. You know, these are a lot of the things that we believe are kind of on our side, you know, things that we believe are there trying to heal or protect us. And when we look a little deeper into it, sometimes we discover truths that, you know, are not easy to swallow. And these are pretty much that, you know, I mean, money talks, and that happens everywhere. And so when you follow the money, sometimes you find the truth, you know. And so this led me to understand a lot of the things that were that actually caused my boyfriend's cancer, and you know, the ways that were available to us to treat it. So actually we chose to treat it with food and nutrition, and the result that we had after 3 months without chemotherapy or without radiation therapy was that his cancer was reduced by 25%, his cancer growth. He unfortunately had a glioblastoma multiforme, which is a brain cancer that is one of the most aggressive cancers that exist. So that experience alone opened my eyes, and I just wanted to share that with the world, how I learned how you know, nature in allowing your body to heal actually did heal. You know, perhaps it was too late. I was a stage 4 cancer, and perhaps it just was too late for him. But many people have had amazing experiences and amazing results by choosing food and by choosing nature as the way to heal. So that's what started Naked Food, and it's been an amazing 10 years, well, a 10-year journey. And I've learned a lot, and I hope that, you know, people have also learned a lot along the way. And, you know, it's a wonderful initiative. I'm blessed. I'm really blessed to have sort of turned that negative experience into something beautiful and something positive that could help others.
Thank you, Margarita. And now I'd love to hear about WFPB.org.
Yeah, WFPB was an initiative that started a few years ago. I just wanted to help, you know, create something where we could sort of learn to choose, you know, better foods for ourselves. I believe that by healing ourselves, we can continue creating, you know, more consciousness and more awareness, and we can help others, you know, whether human or animal, around the world. But, you know, it needs to start with us. So WFPB is that. We also help, for example, certify products or services by providing a seal that tells people that that product or that service is incredibly amazing in its quality, because it's 100% organic, no GMO, of course, plant-based, vegetable-based, fruit-based. The quality of that seal really is the best that you can get. And so that's what WFPB is. We've been creating a community with it. And, you know, it's progressing and it's growing along the way.
Thank you, Margarita. We're listening to Margarita Restrepo in Italy. And we're also joined with her husband, Michele La Stella. We'll be taking a short break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. And after the break, we'll start our conversation with Michele, talking about his project, his work, Sustainable Media. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Welcome back from the break. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. In this Valentine's special, we're very fortunate to be joined by a beautiful vegan couple in Italy, Margarita Restrepo and Michele La Stella. Michele, I would love to hear about your investigative research work with Sustainable Media. And there's a lot, so much information, thank you. So for this interview, I'd like to focus on some aspects of the Great Reset that many people are not aware of yet. And then I'd like that to segue into talking about one of the topics in the recent issue of Naked Food Magazine. So, Michele, can you please tell us a little bit about your research work?
Sure. Thank you, Marlene. My pleasure. As you said, there is a lot to cover because I'll try to be short to give an idea. I started as an actor. I studied at the National Academy of Drama in Italy. And so at the beginning, I was working as an actor and I became also famous, et cetera, recognized. But to be honest, I am, like Margarita said, we are spiritual beings, like I am a master Reiki. So I work a lot on the other sides of the journey of our existence. So after a while, was not giving enough for me to be just an actor. I wanted to discover things and say things and share the beautiful truth that I was discovering in my research, because I met so many people, experts in different fields such as intelligence, esotericism, as well as Margarita, food and nutrition and health and all these things in the past as in the present and in the future are all unified and all connected. So it was like a Pandora vase. When I started to open up, the research was incredible, endless work. So it's been 22 years now. And after the book with Margarita, Master Plants, I am writing my second book and it's taking a long time, 5 years, just because, like you said, there are many topics to cover. So I founded Sustainable Media with that purpose. The experience of creating content, discovering topics and investigating what we love to know, connecting all these dots, was that then we have to create content to share this truth with the others. That was the point of, unifying the two experiences of being an actor, being a director, being a producer, a distributor, as well as now as a researcher and an investigator. So that came together all at once. And with Astronomy Media now, we are able to distribute content, truth content, I say, but, it includes so many topics. Everything that is showed with science-based information, independent, but, with reliable sources, that's what we love to do, to give voices, to give voice to the researchers who are doing hard work to help the community and the world to be in a better place, pretty much. And about the Great Reset, well, there's a lot of things to say that, but in my book, it's called The Code of Codes. It's 7,000 years of history, Marlene, so you can imagine. You can imagine. So the Great Reset, it fits perfectly in the terms of the fact that there. How can we say to keep this topic general? Because there are many fields coming together, which is philosophy, religion, esotericism, the ancient mysteries, the awareness, the knowledge, and the fact that human beings are divine without ego. in a spiritual journey, we were able with the essence were. This group of research 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was there, there are proofs now that there were, besides Sufi, besides Taoism, there were older ones like Yassins who were vegan, actually. That was a great discovery. They were not, eating anything coming from animals and anything that in their knowledge already 2,000 years ago was related to the fact that the vibration is fundamental for your journey. So this was an incredible discovery for me, personally, for my book, but then, for everybody who is doing this with this purpose.
Thank you, Michele.
My pleasure.
Margarita, will you please talk a little bit about what's happening with the global food supply under the Great Reset, where bugs and insects are being added into ingredients and for the most part without the consumer's knowledge. This conversation to be continued. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week for part two, interview with Margarita and Michele.
Could never before has five been so contrived. my third eye and listen to me. Growing and listen to me. Well, I live in a land of cymatic folk with larynx so big when they sing they provoke the man and the children to dance with the smoke and the walk in unity and listen to me.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're listening to Qualia by Mobius Loop, a vegan band in the UK, a couple, and a drummer who is also vegan.
Your prison cell, a rhythm hell, where art will keep you sane and well. Love on the floor, the walls and door. Petrochemical tree, and listen to me.
Here's some of the lyrics.
For if they can't tell the contracting harm, spell it out in massive words.
Cause livestock can't say that hurts.
I happen within me to kill.
Father set you free.
And this humming coming from inside. I stop it volcanically and listen to me. You are low.
Love is free.
No one can sell you.
No one can compel you.
There is no God.
Whether you please.
Listen to me. You are
low.
Listen to me, you are love, and love is free.
Rip out your stomach and summon from it, the entrails of a corporate vomit, and whoa! Wallace and Gromit, vegan advocacy, listen to me. Eggs are not good for you, religion it has never stood for you. Money is highly addictive, return from whence you be, and listen to me, you are love, and love is free. No one can sell you, only compel you.
Vegan advocacy, listen to me.
Listen to me, listen to me. Your love, the love is free. No one can sell you, only compel you. There is no goddess as worthy of thee.
Thank you for joining us on this Valentine's Vegan Nation special. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to all the musicians, and much thanks to Margarita and Michele. Margarita and Michele will be joining us again next week. Qualia by Mobius Loop. Grow yourself.
we need to have respect for all that we affect, for everything that we have learned and all we don't know yet.
Welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan revolution. A revolution of love, freedom, health, and peace. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Please join us again next week, same time. Let's go out with more of Mike Love. Time to wake up. This is Marlene, wishing you peace, health, and safety.
Stand on the edge of the never. Pierce my